Hello, Senator Maker, Representative Kumega, and members of the committee. My name is Togue Braun. I own Down East Dayboat, and I work in various capacities with Maine's scallop fishery. I'm here to support 1380, and the main reason that I support that bill in particular is the lack of a grandfather clause. You've heard some good reasons why owner-operator makes sense in the lobster fishery as well as the scallop fishery and the urchin fishery. I'm not going to reiterate those, so I will just give an example of why I think it's important to be firm and rigid and not have a grandfather clause. I started working at the Department of Marine Resources in 2007, and I got sort of energized right off the bat to try to do something with scallops. So the department and the Scallop Advisory Council knew at the time that if we were going to bring the fishery back, we were going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. And those sacrifices would be borne by the guys that were most dependent on the resource. We knew there were going to be a lot of effort reductions, and those would be hard. And we wanted those effort reductions to be temporary. So in order for that to happen, we knew we had to limit entry. Because if we didn't limit entry, what was going to happen was we would initiate cutbacks, the fishery would start to come back, all of a sudden guys would realize, hey, there's money to be made, they'd rush into the fishery, and then we'd have to have even more cutbacks, and it would be a never-ending series of cutbacks. So we came up with what we thought was the fairest way to allow people to keep their license, which was if you held a license in any of the past 3 years, you'd be able to purchase it in the following year. And we came before the legislature, and we introduced that, and a lot of people showed up and said, no, that's not fair, I was planning on getting into this fishery next year, gave lots of reasons of why they wanted to be able to maintain the right to fish even though they hadn't in the past 3 years. And as a result, the bill was changed and the legislature changed it so that anyone who had held a license in the past 3 years or purchased it in the next month was able to get licenses in the future. And unfortunately, not everyone knew about that, but a bunch did, and 100 new licenses, or a little bit more over 100, came into the fishery. And we are dealing with the consequences of that right now. As you know, we've had some good cutbacks. I shouldn't say good. We've had some effort reductions in the fishery. The fishery has come back, and now we have more than triple the number of participants that we did before. Latent effort is a problem in the fishery right now. And I totally understand why the legislature did what they did. It is very hard to look at someone and say, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. But you don't restore fisheries by being nice and inclusive. You restore fisheries by making a firm, fair decision and sticking with it. And I would just urge you to do that when it comes to this bill. The department has done a good job. Obviously, I'm not unbiased since I used to work there, but I think they've done a pretty good job, and the results of that speak for themselves. They're doing a good job with scallops. I would trust them to implement this and to also come up with an entry program. I think it is really important for the reasons that Glenn and I'm sure others will have described and will describe. We need to let people into this fishery. But we really can't afford to do that right now because there's so much latent effort. And I personally would like to see some of the things that we took back, I'd like to see them given back. When we cut the fishery from 132 to 70 days, we said that was going to be temporary. When we went from no limit to 200, we said this is the lowest it's going to go. And now we've gone down to 135 and in Cobscook 90. A lot of fishermen in here would like to see some of that given back. And that's not going to happen until we get a handle on effort. And the owner-operator bill without a grandfather clause is critical to that happening. And in Representative Devin, you mentioned, you know, the health of communities. I think it would be a lot better to have a firm, non-grandfather owner-operator bill and then allow new entrants into the fishery as opposed to trying to restore or preserve these existing relationships. I know it's hard, but you got to do it. And one little story, the hardest thing that happened to me when I was at DMR was some guy coming and saying, Togue, if you do this, I can't pay my heating bill this winter. And I said, I'm sorry, but we still need to do it. And sometimes you need to make those decisions. Lastly, I would end by saying anything that you can have routine technical as opposed to major substantive means that things are going to change more quickly. And as long as you have the ability to review it the next year, I think that's good. I personally am in favor of decoupling the drag and dive season. I think it would be good for everybody. I think that marketing-wise, I sell scallops. I would like to be able to sell it other times of the year, but I know you're going to hear a lot of people that have arguments against that. And although I think it's a good idea, if that's going to threaten the viability of 1380, I would say toss that out because we have bigger fish to fry at this point. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions from the committee?
Togue? Yes.
Yeah. Representative Dunn?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Ms. Braun, good to see you. Those fishermen that have been fishing in relationships have actually worked hard to to help bring that fishery back.
Mm-hmm.
And so through these times when there had to be cuts, those guys survived it, those people survived it. And now what you're going to tell these people is that they have a very short window on which to change their business model. And you don't see where there's a value in allowing these people time to adapt to the new rules. People that have been fishing through these lean times, supporting the markets that you and others take advantage of, you don't see where there's value of ensuring that that expertise remains in the fishery?
I have actually a question for them. It is my understanding that the department's bill would allow for them to get a vessel, or is this, am I incorrect in this? They can keep the license.
They can keep the license, but they won't be able to use it.
They can if they get a vessel, and there are a lot of guys here that have a vessel. My question is, why do you have a license if you don't have a vessel? I mean, there is a lot more invested. The whole purpose of this is to make sure you're invested in this fishery. And there are some people, I'm sure, who are in that circumstance that for some reason didn't have it. But if you have to open the door a crack to let him in, you're going to have to end up opening it up wide for people that just got it for no real reason. And
but if I could just follow that on, I believe it's LD 68 that actually you have to demonstrate that you've had landings in this relationship for the last 3 years.
So
we're not opening a crack in the door. That door is always already open for those folks.
Well, my personal opinion is it's a slippery slope, and it's better with no grandfather clause at all and allow for a much better, more viable entry program down the line.
Thank you.
Representative Toole.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department bill has a two-year. You basically have 2 years to, quote-unquote, get your act together, for lack of a better term. And how would you feel about going three years to give people extra time to, quote-unquote, get their act together? I don't know if that is the best term, but that's the best thing that's coming through my head right now.
My answer would be, if you can't get your act together in 2 years, why would you be able to in three?
Yeah, just that, to clarify, that's not in – there's no time limit in either bill.
Okay.
Representative Bloom's bill has no limit, and the department bill has no grandfathering at all. So that's something we're going to have to work out in work session.
I would also add to that also that we need to have a handle on latent effort, and you're not really going to be able to do that until you get a firm handle on how many people are actually in this fishery and participating.
Okay. Any other questions, or do you want to save that for work session, Representative Toole?
I guess my point was that you have 2 years to get a boat. If I'm understanding it right, if I'm not, please correct me.
Well, we can work that out and figure that out in work session. But yeah, it's not in either bill right now. Okay. Thank you very
much.
More testimony in favor.